Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer.
No. Hey, this is NFL Hall of Famer Tony Dorsett. You're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back from the dungeon, back in town. 1 hour down. Gabe Feldman still coming up. Some other surprises. But right now, I'd like to welcome to the show Tom Sharp from the number one selling Christmas artist of all time.
What?
All time. That's Mannheim Steamroller. Welcome to the show, Tom. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
What does that feel like? I mean, I know you've been a musician a long time, a rock and roll lifestyle, but when you hear that, number one Christmas artist of all time, what does that feel like?
You know, honestly, for me and for us in the group, I mean, it's just an honor to be a part of something like that. I mean, Chip Davis is the mastermind and the creator of this whole thing. And, you know, that first Christmas album came out in 1984. And, you know, I was just a young lad at that point. And, you know, I just like everyone else, you know, the first time I heard that album, it kind of turned that, you know, Christmas music upside down, and it was like, I need to hear that again. And you know, so now years later, as I went through school and went through you know, music academies and university, and now to be a part of that, to be on the side where we are continuing to spread this joy over the holiday season, is really something that we in the band, we know it's very special. We take great care in preserving this tradition, because it really is a tradition for a lot of families.
I think that a lot of fans, you know, who they know you, but they don't know you. They know the music, and that's about it. When I Googled it yesterday, and a lot of people didn't know you also have a Halloween album, which I happened to listen to as I prep for the show. So it's not just Christmas, it's everything. But talk about the type of music that it is. How would you categorize it?
You know, for me, it's the perfect blend of like a classical sophistication and just a raw rock energy. It really is a show that expands us, you know, in the band. It really tests our limits as far as, you know, musical genres. It almost is its own genre. You know, when Chip came out with that album in 1984, it really transcended anything that was happening at that point. So it is sometimes hard to explain, because it really did take Christmas music and turn it upside down. So, you know, for me, I'm the drummer, and I do have a rock background, and I also have a university-trained, you know, classical background, which basically all of us do in the group have our degrees and you know, the formal education. But it really allows us to stretch. So I love playing those rockers, and I love the more reflective stuff too, where I can play, you know, orchestra bells and tambourines and all the things that you know, you did in the symphony orchestra as a student.
Back on the road, you know, after this crazy year and a half that we've gone through, coming to the Tampa Bay area, going to be in Lakeland on Friday, Sarasota on Saturday, our neck of the woods, Clearwater on Sunday. What's it like to be back on the road and be back out performing again?
You know, the year off and getting back to the music now, it really, you know, the first time I started to dig into it again to prepare for tour, it just gave me chills. I was emotional doing it, because, you know, I mean, for so many people, this is the start of Christmas. And, you know, us as artists, we have a responsibility to bring that joy to people. And to not be able to do that last year and to know how important it is, really, you know, coming back to it now, you know, I don't think anybody took it for granted to begin with, but it really, for us, it just means it reminds us that there's always a way forward, you know, and people look to us to spread the joy. And even just, you know, just on hold for a couple minutes before I came on with you, and just listening to the news, it's like, man, people really need this. I mean, the world is is going through some stuff, and people really need this light. And so that's, you know, that's what we're going to do, is we're going to get up there and we're going to share the Christmas spirit and this holiday joy with all of our fans.
So Tom, as I look at the tour dates, you know, it looks like you start out in Florida. You're going to go up the East Coast, you're going to go up and then come back down and finish the end of the year in Texas. You know, but I don't see anything out towards California and the West Coast. Like, do you travel all over? Is there certain regions that you know that Christmas music is more prevalent or more needed or more appreciated?
Sure. Yeah. You know, the tour is in such high demand that we actually take our company and we split it into two troops. And so we are covering both coasts and the Midwest. We are all over the country. We have two concerts every night, one on the east and one on the west. And then Chip actually goes is in Florida for some weekends at Universal Studios, and he conducts the Music of Mannheim with a band and orchestra there at Universal Studios. So we, you know, there's such a demand for this tour that we are really quite all over the country at once.
Yeah, I'm all over your PR staff. That's how demanded. Sold out. The Clearwater show was sold out, you know, which has to be a great feeling, you know, that you know the crowds are coming no matter what.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. I mean, here we are. It's, you know, a beautiful sunny day, and it's only November 17th today, and here we are playing sold-out Christmas shows. I think that just goes to how, you know, how embedded this is in people's Christmas traditions, that it's something that, again, 36 years into this now, and there's no signs of it slowing down. And we as the group now, we're just honored to be the ones bringing it to you at this point.
I ask a lot of fighters and athletes, you know, strangest, funniest, craziest thing, you know, happened in the middle of a fist fight, and some of the stories are crazy, you know, your mind wanders, whatever. So, A, I'm going to ask you that, and B, in the middle of a steamroller concert, do you kind of like still thinking a little sticks as well and vice versa?
Well, okay, so what do you want? You want craziest first?
Sure, oh, yeah. Sure.
I'm up and down a lot during the show, and you know, I stand up a lot, but I am the drum set player, so I sit down and play drum set. So I stood up once to do some cymbal stuff up high, and went to sit back down, and I didn't have a chair there. And so down I went, and actually right off the back of the stage. So and that's a real "the show must go on" thing, because you just climb back up there and keep playing. So that was a pretty wild one for me, and I do look, you know, I'm very fond of my years with Dennis DeYoung, and you know, those were great songs to play, and again, like timeless classic music, you know, just like Mannheim Steamroller. I mean, this is stuff that people grew up with, and so for me to be a part of that group as well for as many years as I was, you know, I'm a blessed guy. I'm living a life that a lot of people just think is you know, a dream. So for me, I don't take any of it for granted. I know that it's special. I know that there are a lot of extremely talented musicians everywhere you go, and to have these, you know, high end, high profile concerts and be in these groups is a real honor for me.
I know you're from Chicago, so the obvious question, Cubs or White Sox?
I'm going to take you one further there. I have been in Chicago for a long time, I guess long enough to say I'm a Chicagoan, but I actually grew up in Detroit, and I never transferred over my Detroit fandom. So I live and die Detroit sports, which means I die most of the time. So.
I mean, come on, the Tigers have had, you know, had the good run. The sure. Pistons had the good. It's been a while, but you know, they've had better runs than some other communities that have never been there.
But nobody had a better run than Barry Sanders.
You know, against John Lynch. I'm seeing some promise in the Tigers for sure, and actually the Red Wings are coming around again. I haven't looked at. I haven't looked at the Pistons in a while, but I'm still waiting for that first Lions Lions run, we get a lot of individual talent, and putting it all together is still something that I hope to see in my lifetime.
Another question I'd like to ask when celebrities, athletes come on, you're going to have dinner for four at your house, and you're going to invite four people over. It's how we kind of get to know some of our guests, living or passed away, real or fictitious. So like nobody from the band or anything like that, you know, outside of, you know, your inner circle. What four people would you invite over for dinner?
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, I'm going to keep it. Let's see if I keep it music themed here at least. And I'm going to go Beethoven and John Lennon. And just to keep it real interesting, I'm going to invite Ozzy Osbourne there too. Is that, am I the fourth or do I get one more?
No, you get one more. You're coming, so you're inviting four people.
Okay. I'm going to go with Neil Peart.
Yeah, Neil.
Who's the drummer for Rush. He was a big influence on me growing up and has just passed recently. So, I guess Ozzy is amazingly enough, Ozzy is the only living one of those four. How does that happen?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of like a good comeback on it, but yeah, that is definitely strange. Final question for you. Can't wait for Sunday, obviously. Looking forward to it, to come and see you guys perform. When you're up there performing, is it kind of like you're on autopilot? You know, you've done these songs so many times, and, you know, or is it like really concentrating, or are you able to like look around and experience and enjoy, even though it's so many years in?
I never turn on autopilot on this show. There's always something to challenge me, and I always look at it from the perspective of the audience. Now, I know that, you know, us in the group, we look at our calendars and we have, you know, Mannheim Steamroller every night for 40 shows in a row here. But when I look at it from the perspective of a fan, they have us on their calendar for one night. And so, you know, if that's the night that any of us go on autopilot, well, that's doing a disservice to them. So I always look at it from the fresh ears and eyes of a fan who's maybe seeing it for the first time, or has just had this on their calendar all year, and this is going to be a high point for them. So, you know, again, it's a real honor for us to do this and to carry on this tradition, and it's not something that we take lightly at all. We know that parents have brought their kids, and those kids are grown up and are bringing their kids, and, you know, we know that this is a really special thing, and it's something that we take great care to preserve.
Plus, Randy, on autopilot, it's a lot harder to find your drum stool, so you got to stay focused. You got to stay engaged, right, Tom?
That was just once, so.
just once. Awesome. So, Tom, thank you very much for your time. Welcome back to the Tampa Bay area, and I'm really looking forward to seeing and listening to you guys Saturday or Sunday night.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed our talk, and we are excited to be here in Florida and to bring you this holiday joy. We can't wait.
All right, we're going to put you back on hold to get your address so we can send you a care package of 8-Man Strong gear, which is my title sponsor, as well as some really cool odd socks. And it'll be in the box. You'll see what they are. It's really cool.
Well, thank you so much.
We're going to put you on hold and take care of that now. Thank you very much. That is Tom Sharp coming to town. You know, you hear the music every year. I saw or listened to the first commercial the other day. It's not bad for even us Jewish people to listen to Christian music.
And I'll tell you what, I mean, every time we have a musician on, they just keep getting better and better as people. Like, just amazing people behind the music.
Athletes want to be rock stars, and rock stars want to be athletes. You know, I remember I did a couple of charity events, and, you know, all these superstars. Barry Sanders was one of them at it. It's like, wants to be a rock star.
Yeah.
You know, and then I met Robin Zander because he wanted to be an athlete. He wanted to go hang out with Michael Pittman.
And then did Michael Bolton have like a competitive softball
game? It was a little more than competitive.
It was championship caliber.
I think I told the story. So we played against Bolton twice.
Okay.
Of course, got destroyed both times. And there's a pretty, and you know I don't like the word legend, there's a legendary softball player, former sheriff down in Sarasota, Bruce Meade. Guy's a monster. He wouldn't be a figure on Mount Rushmore. He would be Mount Rushmore. All right, massive. So I said to Michael Bolton, I'm like, you know, I'm putting my team together. I know Bruce plays on your team. I want him on my team. You know, he's a local. He goes, Randy, our whole team is Bruce Meade.
Yeah. What's the starting salary on a traveling softball team?
I'm not at liberty to divulge that for many, many reasons. All right, let's go hit a quick break. When we come back, David Feldman, your president of BKFC, will discuss last Friday, moving ahead when they come to Tampa. We've already addressed next year. We may drop that. And he's going to talk about some things, including Lorenzo Hunt and, you know, what he did and his actions and moving forward, what the plans are. So David Feldman from BKFC when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Song.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Jim Palmer, and I'm talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's odd, S-O-X, official.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Michael Clayton from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
I feel like I'm walking down the ramp down there Friday night as I'm dancing, but we're going to talk about Friday night. We're going to talk about Tampa right around the corner with the president, the owner, the runner, the CEO. He does everything. That would be our good friend David Feldman. Dave, how are you?
I'm doing great. How you guys doing?
We're doing great. I guess my first question for you is, have you ever seen so many people wear sunglasses inside?
I wear my sunglasses at night. It was crazy. It was. Actually, man, now that you're saying it, absolutely, there were so many people wearing sunglasses. It's crazy, but I mean, it was such a great night. Such a great night.
It totally was. So, you know, from start to finish, a few things that I know that we're going to talk about it. And I addressed this a little bit earlier. This is just my opinion. You know, I try not to get on judging and such. But the reason I became a judge in the state of Florida, the commissioner gave me crap because he said, if you think you can do better, you know, why don't you start doing it? And my thing is, the judges owe the right decisions to both fighters. And I don't know if Pearl Gonzalez was going to leave BKFC or retire or whatever before the fight, but I thought she won that fight, and she might not have made that decision if she would have won the fight.
Absolutely. I mean, look, it was, so if you look at the punch stats, she threw more punches and Britton landed more power punches. So I kind of think it's what's your appetite for, you know, right. If I watched the fight three times, and I thought that Pearl probably should have got the decision, to be honest with you. But I don't think it was like, oh, my gosh, you got robbed. I don't think it was like that. I think it could have went either way. It depends what you were looking at. But, you know, what I was looking at, I thought Pearl probably should have got the nod in that. And I think it sets it up for a great rematch. On the other hand, Britton Hart came in, fought her butt off as she always does, threw a lot of the harder shots and was, you know, trying to be more of the aggressor. So it's kind of just what you're looking at, I think. And I think it's the same for, you know, Dat Nguyen versus Luis Palomino. And, you know, it's what is your appetite for judging? But do I think that I thought Pearl performed very, very good. And, you know, I thought she could have got the nod.
Wouldn't it be safe to say, you know, as the owner and the guy that's putting this whole thing together, that you want fights that not necessarily as controversial, but it's better that either fighter could have won and, you know, maybe this fighter didn't get the nod when some people thought they should have, than a total dominating, you know, I don't know, 70-4 fight?
100%. We don't ever want a one-sided fight like that. But, you know, look, I also don't want fighters to go out there and really fight to their 100% best of their ability after training for all that time and think that they got the short end of the stick undeservingly. You know, sure. I don't want that to happen either. So, the message I really want to get out here, Randy, is the fact that I don't think a lot of casual fans understand that the judges, the referees, the inspectors are all supplied by the State Athletic Commission. And not to say the Athletic Commission is doing anything wrong at all. They're not. But they're supplied by them. They're not supplied by the promotion. And I think even when a bad decision goes in the UFC or it goes with us, people say, oh, your judges suck and you're fixing this and you're doing this. This has nothing to do with us at all. It has only to do with the State Athletic Commission, as you know. Right. You know it firsthand. So I'm just wanted to say that out there for the fans, that the promotion has nothing to do with the judging, the scoring, or the refereeing of these fights.
And I appreciate you saying it, and I'm sure you know I say it on a regular basis. You know, when fans are like, well, BKFC wanted this person to win, or the UFC, they have nothing to do with it. You know, they don't do the fines. They don't, you know, do the license. That's all through the commission. And you are right that, you know, they're like, oh, Dave Feldman wanted whoever to win. It doesn't matter who you want to win because you have no say in the judges.
If I had a say in the judges, I would probably be a lot richer of a man right now.
There you go.
Absolutely don't, man. And you know what? Being a fighter myself, I don't like that kind of stuff anyway. I just like you go out there, you fight your ass off, and if you win, you win. If you lose, you lose. I think that's the way it's supposed to be. And most of the time, more often than not, the judges get it right. But every once in a while, they get it wrong. And, you know, maybe they got it wrong in this fight.
Sure. Let's talk about some other things before we talk about your new champion, Lorenzo Hunt, who was on in the first hour, and I thanked him for buying my Diet Coke from when they made it rain with all the cash. So I was able to go pick up a Diet Coke. Talk about the entrances, you know, of Palomino, of, you know, your main event and co-main event, you know, which I thought were a lot of fun to watch.
Absolutely. I mean, look, it's all part of the show. I mean, a lot of the fighters wanted to do an entrance, but we're only going to allow it from here on in for the co-main and main. I mean, great. You know, I thought it was distasteful, and I know why he did it. He was, you know, trying to be a show in WWE and that kind of thing, but I didn't like the fact that he smashed the BKFC belt. I thought it was, like I said, I thought it was disrespectful. I told him that. He apologized. He said, it wasn't towards you. I apologize. He thought it was. I'll make it right. I'll do whatever I can do, you know, to make it right. So other than that, I mean, Palomino's walkout was phenomenal. Bat's walkout was good. Hector Lombard's was good. I mean, they all put some time and effort into selling themselves as well as just going out there and fighting. So, you know, I thought it really completed the show.
And you're right. Those types of things, you know, build a brand. And I've always said that I didn't like when the UFC took the ramp away. I thought that added it. You know, it gave them a brand. And before you respond, I want you to know that. Lorenzo said that he didn't mean to be disrespectful to you, to BKFC. You know, he was being disrespectful to the guy that had the belt, not anything more than that.
Sure. No, I know that.
Moving forward, Miami, phenomenal. Each and every time you come on, I'm like, how do you top? And you continue to do it. Now you're coming into our backyard here in Tampa. You know, what's on tap? What should we expect when you come here?
Well, we're doing a special Thursday night show. Really where the Hard Rock Casino allows you to do shows on a Thursday night. They don't really allow you on the weekend. I don't know if people know, but the Hard Rock Tampa is actually the highest grossing gaming revenue casino in the entire world. It's crazy how busy they are. But we're able to get a Thursday night there, and we're going to do something different for the fans. This is going to be a free show. You know, when we did our last free show, we had a couple million unique viewers on the show, and we're going to do this one free as well, so everybody's going to be able to watch it. You do have to go to the BK TV, the Bare Knuckle TV app, and sign up, but you're not signing up. You're not paying anything. You're just signing up to watch it. And it's going to be free. It's going to be a great card. We have the eliminator for the 155-pound championship that you just saw this past Friday night, Luis Palomino. You have Martin Brown taking on Bobby Taylor. Both guys are ferocious punchers. They really come to fight, and you know they always win by knockout. So it's great to have those two guys headlining the show. We got a lot of different Tampa guys on. We have Taylor Starling coming back. So we have some real familiar BKFC faces on the card, as well as some newcomers. It's going to be another great night. And like I said, we're doing it free so we can get back to the fans, number one, and number two, get new fans a chance without paying for it. So on a Thursday night, you know, we are going up against football, but other than that, we're not going up against any other combat sporting event. So I think then we're going to have a lot of viewers for that event. And that's December 9th at the Hard Rock Casino in Tampa, Florida.
So Dave, Randy was at the original, you know, BKFC in Wyoming in 2018, June, when this all started. And the legendary story came out that the owner of the promotion was jumping up on the apron and yelling at the fighters to fight and with that ferocious intensity. And here we are 25 events in, and you still have that same fire. Are you ever going to get to the point where you can actually just sit back as a fan and watch what you've built and what the show is as it is?
Yeah, I mean, if you saw me this past Friday night, I watched. I really watched. I really watched it, and I was, you know, jumping up and down. I had a producer from that wants to do a docuseries on us from Netflix was there, and he came to me and he said, "I wish I had my camera tonight. That's what they want to see. You are so passionate about your product. I've never seen it before." So this is. You know, I was a fan. You know, I have a great team, and my son just steps up each and every time. You know, he does more and more and makes it easier and easier for me. And I was a fan this Friday night, and, man, what a product we built. You know, I did sit back sometimes. I watched the crowd. I watched how they reacted. It was really, really amazing for us to see how far this thing has come in, you know, in 3 years.
So I went up and I saw Matt and his team, you know, with the mats, billboard mats. Yeah. There's a lot of vendors. When is the vendor coming with the, you know, the David figure, the David action figure, the David Feldman doesn't break action figure?
They're actually working on it for all the fighters right now. Hopefully it'll debut in our huge card that we're going to announce pretty soon. That's going to be, we just don't have the date knocked down. Is it going to be February 11th or February 18th? Knuckle Mania 2. It's just going to be an unbelievable card. Chad Mendez, Mike Perry, Beck Rawling, some of the biggest names that we've ever had will be fighting on that card. So that's going to be great, and hopefully we have all the figurines for sale there because that'll be a pretty cool thing.
It definitely will. Final question for you, and as always, we appreciate the time for you coming on. After Tampa, will you be able to – I know you don't like to relax – but you need to relax. Will you take a day? Will you take a week? Will you enjoy the holidays and then, you know, kind of restart in January?
It's funny. I told my one partner today that I'm taking 3 days off in January. And I said two of them are a weekend and one of them is a day off. And I'm going to take my wife away for our anniversary. And he goes, "What are you? Are you retired now?" One day. So, but yes, absolutely. You know, man, I've been working so hard at this, and I have my grandson who turns one in a couple weeks, and you know it's time I got to sit back and enjoy a little bit. So yes, look, we're going through a big planning session from December 8th until January 29th, where our next event is. So we're going to have 8 weeks in between there. We're going to do a lot of things to work on improving the product, and we are going to, you know, I'm demanding that people are taking a few days off and spending time with their families for the holidays, and you know, because why work this hard if you can't enjoy it at all? So we're definitely going to make sure that happens, and then we're going to gear up for one hell of a ride in 2022.
So Dave, before you go on vacation, this week, the BKFC announced that Thailand, they came out with a promotional flyer about Thailand. Just touch on that before we go away for the holiday season. When's that going to start? How do people tune in to watch it? And is the whole promotion going overseas, or is it just going to be local events in Thailand?
No, just two of us are going to go overseas. That's December 18th. That's going to be in Pattaya, however you say it, Thailand. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce it properly. It's going to be a great card. Got some pretty decent names and some really big Thai legends from Muay Thai that are going to be fighting on that card as well. That's going to be available on the Bare Knuckle TV app. It's going to take place, a little earlier in the day, and you're going to be able to watch it just on a little bit of a delay on the Bare Knuckle TV app. It's going to be a tremendous show. Should have about 2,000 people in attendance. And like I said, it's going to be an amazing event, amazing production, amazing fighters, and yes, man, we get the debut on December 18th. So that's going to be great. So for December, we have December 9th in Tampa, as you know. We have December 17th will be Game Bread 3, Bare Knuckle Mixed Martial Arts with Jorge Masvidal, and the next night will be BKFC's debut as BKFC Thailand. So we're really, really excited about that. We're excited about everything that's going on. Next year we go to Russia, we go to the UK, we go to Latin America. It's going to be an unbelievable, busy year for us. But it's going to be a growth year like none before for BKFC. You know, I think we're slated right now to have 40 to 42 events total internationally and domestically for 2022. So, you know, it's crazy to see, like, whenever anyone talks about the Wyoming event, it just brings me back, right? And now here we are, right? 42 events when we just wanted to get that one event off. Like, that one event was done, and I was like, yes, we did it. And now here we are really competing for, you know, I think a top spot in the combat sports community right now.
100% agree. Dave, as always, thank you very much for your time. Another great event down in Miami. Can't wait for Tampa. Can't wait to get you back on the show.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
Take care. David Feldman, your CEO, president. I was going to say chief bottle washer, you know, all that, but it's really not true because of the staff that he has put together. As you watch Dave Cranston run around, Kevin Smith run around, you know, David Feldman Jr. run around, you know, and everybody else, names that obviously I don't know, they are doing a fantastic, fantastic job. Good stuff. Excited. I will be going to Russia one way or another. If I need to sit in Dave Feldman's luggage, I will be going to Russia without a doubt. Now let's go out to our friends at Sleep and Trade, a brand new segment here on Knockout Radio.
Thanks, Randy, for allowing me a wonderful opportunity to share with your listeners some valuable information. Hello, folks. My name is Joe, and if you've ever thought of day trading but found it too difficult or scary, I don't blame you. Did you know that 80% of day traders fail? And did you know that the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission, or the SEC, has stated that day traders typically suffer severe financial losses in their first month of trading, and many never graduate to profit-making status? Now that right there is an eye-opener. Well, we've got the solution for you, a fully automatic day trading software program that you just simply turn on and let it run. It does everything for you, and all you do is check in at the end of the day. The great thing is it's fully automatic. It's actually artificial intelligence-based software, and it's very trendy now. So get a pen and paper and write down this website and phone number, and I'll repeat it a few times, by the way. The website is www.sleepandtrade.com, and the phone number is 727-597-4377. You know, we've been using this software for over 5 years with great success. Guys, consistency is everything. And with the software, this is the picture of consistency. And what people are looking to do nowadays, especially after the pandemic, is looking for ways to work from home. And it's simply a software that you can run from any computer device, your desktop at home, your laptop or tablet, or even your cell phone, and you can earn passive income. So if you'd like to see it, hear it, and witness this for yourself, all you have to do is make an appointment by calling the number at 727-597-4377, and you can sit in with us for a short session from your home or from anywhere and watch the software work and find out details and do your due diligence to see if this program is for you. Anybody can run this program. Honestly, I think a third grader can run this program. Probably better than myself, because kids nowadays, you know, they're born with a cell phone in their hand. And, you know, it is truly easy. You've got people of all ages, from 18 years to 85 years old, in our group. So don't be shy. If you're looking for an opportunity to make money, definitely check out sleepandtrade.com. And the phone number is 727-597-4377. So attend our sessions, see it live, hear it, witness it, and ask questions to see if this is for you. Again, the number is 727-597-4377. Once again, 727-597-4377. Have a great day, guys. By the way, futures trading involves risk. Past performances is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
Thanks, Joe. We appreciate it. Moving on, I guess we need to talk about the Bucks in Washington. Was it Sunday? God, I forget. This is Wednesday.
Yeah, what happened up in the formerly land known as the Redskins?
I saw a lot of Redskins things. A lot of Redskin jerseys. I was very moved, by the way, on the way to the stadium. Stopped by Arlington.
National Cemetery.
And I'll tell you what, I honestly don't know if I've ever felt that way. You know, I'm a veteran, emotional, all that kind of stuff. Like, I've been to the VA cemetery.
Sure.
You know, and the headstones are all in the ground. You know, I don't know if it's because of, you know, easier to mow or whatever. And somebody told me that, and it made a lot of sense. But when you see this in Arlington and all the tombstones and realize that these are all soldiers, you know, male, female, young, old. Matter of fact, my wife's great uncle, I believe, she said, is buried there. It's still different. It's the same. It's no different than my dad being buried at the VA, but it definitely looked different. It was just strange. But
had you been to Arlington before? Never. Your first time?
Never.
Was your first time?
Yeah.
Wow, it's impressive. And then the unknown soldier, the display, and the being on the heels of Veterans Day, you know, it was, I'm sure it was very colorful and decorated.
It definitely was. You know, we saw a couple statues. We did a couple things. I went to the Holocaust Museum. But you need tickets. I mean, I don't know if it's because of the pandemic, because of, you know, a bunch of things. But I was able to get into that, walked around all day. A lot of fun. And then, of course, on Sunday, went to FedEx Stadium. And Chris went and drove me, if you remember Chris.
Yeah, Chris, the impersonator. He does the he's best friends with Frank Mir. He's Frank Mir's
PR
guy.
Yeah.
And he does the best George Bush or Donald Trump impression.
Right. Or so he thinks.
But he does it all. He does Bush. He does them all. And
so he picked me up and, you know, he drove me around a little bit, then took me to the stadium. And it was tough. You know, from the very beginning, it was like everything was off. You know, balls bouncing off of chests and hands and heads and, you know, kick fouls and, you know, some penalties, some just everything from start to finish. You know, people are like, well, what's wrong with Brady? There's nothing wrong with Brady. You know, they're like, you know, and I've talked to a couple of players about this. It's, you know, they're preparing the same way.
Right.
You know, they're not saying, oh, we're playing Washington. Let's don't go in today. You know, it's, and we've kind of joked about this that, oh, they're going to try harder because they're playing the Patriots. No, they try hard every week. It's just
because it's not a real state. Like, oh, well, they're not even from a state.
Yeah, I'm sure they thought that. I'm sure they're like, you know,
they're from a district. That's below us.
They don't have a team name. So
that's totally JV.
Yeah, it's a JV team. They don't have a real name. They haven't earned it yet.
They don't have a mascot. Like, what kind of plays are we going to?
What about Cam Newton? Comes off the bench, you know, comes off of the couch, not the bench, the couch, back to it, and he scores a touchdown, and he looks up, you know, does the Superman thing, and he goes, I'm back. You know, that's Superman's back.
But you know, that's what the pro sports league is all about. These guys are so evenly matched. They're all professionals. And on any given Sunday, any team can win, no matter what you did last season, because that no longer matters.
I typically say no. I typically say no, that's not true.
That's true.
I typically say it's not. Like case, 4 years ago when the Dolphins were pathetic, I said there's no way that the Dolphins could beat the New England Patriots. And they couldn't. I continue to say the New York Jets couldn't beat whoever the best team is. The only problem is I don't know who the best team is right now.
Yeah.
I don't.
It's the Dolphins, 72, undefeated.
Well,
and the greatest team of all time.
And half of those guys were still better than some of the other guys, and they're dead.
Well, and they came from an era where you can still hit. They would never be what they were then now because of the rules.
It's the same as the '02 Buccaneers. I don't think the Buccaneers would be that team.
Yeah.
You know, the Oakland Raiders. You know, Jack Tatum? Jack Tatum would be in jail. He wouldn't be on a football field. You know, John Lynch would be in jail. He wouldn't be on a football field. You know, it just, it takes away. I enjoyed the old game, but I understand health and all that kind of stuff. But they just take it too far. You know, just the unsportsmanlikes and the hits and such. But, you know, who is the best team right now? I don't know. Is it the Cowboys?
Isn't it the Cardinals?
Is it the Cardinals?
I mean.
Well, you know, their quarterback's been out for 2 weeks, and they're not very good.
Yeah.
You know, it's got to be more than just the quarterback. But normally I disagree with you on any given Sunday. But Cincinnati's winning football games. Yeah. Cleveland's still not, but Cincinnati's winning games. Yeah, it's just a crazy, crazy time. You know, your boy, Cash, wins American League Manager of the Year.
How did he win? He's duffed the World Series 2 years in a row.
But that has no bearing. In those awards.
Those decisions are awful.
They are awful.
They're some of the worst decisions of all time in post-play, and yet it keeps getting rewarded with Manager of the Year.
Because, again, post-play has nothing to do with the awards.
Same thing with MVP. You shouldn't get MVP of anything until the season's over and the championship is won.
That's not true.
I don't like the MVP going to the losing team. It happens all the time in the NBA.
Nah, I don't know about all the time. You mean the MVP of the tournament?
Okay,
you know, the championship?
Yeah, of course.
Now, the MVP of the league is different. It's not the MVP of the World Series. It's not the MVP of the Super Bowl. It's the MVP of the league, of the season. And Kevin Cash, in some people's eyes, did the best coaching job with the lack of talent that they have. You know, how do you not give him credit for that?
No, it's the lack of coaching is what he has.
Well, he's you know, yeah, he struggles.
they're a great team. If they just had a coach, they'd win.
Well, if they just didn't go with, all right, that's his 72nd pitch and his 43rd fastball. And did I tell you the story I was watching on the Mets?
No.
I love this. They were doing the 30 on 30 for the Mets when they won the World Series. And it went into extra innings. I believe they were playing Houston. I cried. Literally, I cried when Keith Hernandez left the Cardinals and went to the Mets. It's like, no. I hated Lenny Dykstra, by the way.
Really?
But when he came to the Phillies, that's my boy.
Oh, that's a guy.
You know, that's your you
and
know,
Larry Boa and all them guys.
Well, Larry Boa was a Philly, but of course a Cub and everywhere else. So I'm watching this portion of the 30 on 30, and they go into extra innings, and I think it's Bob Ojeda's pitching, and he keeps throwing whatever the pitch was. I don't remember if it was a curveball or a fastball. And, you know, the Mets were up by three, then they're up by two, then they're up by one. And so Keith was kind of the captain of the team. Gary Carter, you know, legend, you know, may he rest, part of the Mets. So they call timeout. They all get to the huddle. And I won't use the language that I believe they allegedly said Keith Hernandez said, or Keith Hernandez allegedly said what Keith Hernandez said. But he said, if you throw one more, I don't remember if it was the curveball or fastball, we're going to fight right here on the mound. And he changed the pitch. They won the game. We all know what happened with the Mets and the Red Sox in the World Series. In Game 6, which, you know, everybody blames the Buckner for that. Everybody blames losing the World Series for the Red Sox to the Mets to Buckner. Just like they blame the foul ball to the Cubs.
Yeah, Bartman.
Bartman. Yeah. Well, still, shortstop fields the next ground ball, turns a double play, the Cubs still win. Buckner might have cost them Game 6.
For sure.
Didn't cost them Game 7. They went out and laid an egg, and
yeah,
the Mets
winning. Yeah, but there was a goat, and there was a
well, the goat's in Chicago.
No, the goat's in Albuquerque.
No, the goat's in Tampa. I don't know where he lives anymore, but
that guy didn't show up on Sunday.
Someone well, no, he showed
his,
up.
Check on his whereabouts.
He did show up. I don't know, you know, much more than that. So, all right, let's. I don't know how far behind we are, but let's at least hit this break, which has all been on me. Some great conversations so far.
Yeah.
You know, hope to get JoJo back on now that she's JoJo Wood and not JoJo Calderwood. I love her accent. Can't understand much of it, but I love it.
How cool being the first female from your nation, from your country, to represent? You know, it's incredible. It's truly remarkable.
And like she said, and I get it. You know, much rather be, you know, young now than young then. You know, everything is different. Nutrition is different. Okay. You know, sponsorship is different. Money is different. Exposure is different. On and on and on. But we'll close out this bad boy when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Martin Gramatica, talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
Have you thought of investing money in the stock market? Well, what's holding you back? Is it the fear of losing your hard-earned money? Don't have the time to babysit your investments? Or are you afraid of the unknown? Well, get ready. We have a proven system that's successfully running for the past 6 years, helping our clients make winning trades with our artificial intelligence-based software. Call now to get in on our free live daily trading sessions, as seats are limited. Call 727-597-4377 or visit us at www.sleepandtrade.com.
Futures trading involves risk. Past performance is not necessarily indicative of future results. Go to sleepandtrade.com for our full disclosure.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is former WWE wrestler Tugboat, aka Typhoon of the Natural Disaster. And have you been to the best gym in downtown St. Pete? If you haven't, there's no better time than now. Suncoast Fitness is locally owned and operated. They have that old school feeling you just don't find anymore. Suncoast Fitness has plenty of cardio, machines, and free weights. It's more than just a gym, it's a family. Stop in and tell Hunter you heard it on the radio and your first workout's free. 33 6th Street South, St. Pete, Florida. Suncoast Fitness, we're just different.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Taylor, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Now, this match, before we talk about coming to the Tampa Bay area, I believe it's December. Big news. Buying from McDonald's.
McDonald's.
Thursday is the 50th anniversary of the Egg McMuffin.
Oh, so everybody's getting free McMuffins on the anniversary?
63 cents.
Oh, that's a... What?
That's what it was 50 years ago.
Oh, that's cheap.
I can't believe that it was that much 50 years ago.
They can't give away a free one. Doesn't Taco Bell give tacos away for any reason?
Yeah. If you steal second base in the third of the fifth game of the Houston Astro game. Your boy Tyron Woodley's upset.
Why is he upset?
Because he got that damn tattoo, and now he's not getting the Jake Paul fight.
Oh. Well, he's getting to spar with Mike Perry, so that's a consolation prize.
It's really not.
It's equal.
And I don't remember the first hour. It must have been flew by so fast. Frank Gore is also fighting December 18th.
Frank Gore, the football player?
Frank Gore, the football player.
The Miami Hurricane?
Is on the card.
What?
December 18th. He's fighting a former NBAer. Deron Williams. Now, the entire NBA is concerned about this.
Okay.
Because the last time an ex-NBA player fought, he almost died.
Yeah, Robinson. But here's the thing. If you're going to put NBA players into a fight, can we go back and get Ron Artest? Because when he went up into the crowd, like, he was throwing haymakers.
Yeah, but who wins, Artest or Freakman? I mean, Rodman.
Oh.
I'm taking Rodman.
Or Bill Laimbeer.
Or Bill Laimbeer.
Ooh, we can put together a squad.
Well, no, you don't need to. Just give me, you know, and you know, the drummer, Tom, or...
Tom Sharpie?
Yeah.
Is it Sharpie?
No, it's Sharp. Sharpie.
I'm just looking for sponsorship opportunities.
Yes, you are. I wonder, you know, I saw on his Wikipedia, he's sponsored by a ton of people.
I bet.
The Sticks, the Cymbals.
I can't believe he beat Mariah Carey for, like, the greatest Christmas album or artist of all time. Because Mariah Carey is, like, I mean...
That one song.
But it's a major song.
It's a major song, but...
And his tour date didn't even include the North Pole. Like, what kind of Christmas tour is this?
Santa don't like them. Or they don't like Santa. Have you ever listened to their music?
No.
Okay.
But I'll go on Sunday.
I'll tell you what. I hadn't listened to them other than the commercials and stuff, and I listened to it as I was just chilling last night. It's awesome.
It's probably in every movie, like commercial jingles. I mean I recognize all the music. Right?
I don't know, but, you know, I would say closet, but I'm not closet. I'm coming out. A closet Yanni fan, and it's similar to Yanni. You know, it's orchestras, it's all that. Only it's Christmas music to rock. You know, it's phenomenal. You know, and I'm looking forward to. Hopefully, I'm waiting to hear back from Billy, if I will be in attendance on Sunday.
You mean Tommy?
No, Billy.
Who's Billy?
Billy's the one who's hopefully getting the tickets. Tom didn't offer us tickets.
I don't think we'll just show up with pizza. Well, that's the magic.
If you had a pizzeria, that would work.
I'm working on it.
Well, that's not going to do us any good this weekend. Lakeland, Sarasota, and then Ruth Eckerd on Sunday. Just get a box. Just go get a pizza box. Just say, I'm here to deliver pizza to the band.
Yeah.
They don't know nothing's in it.
Nobody's ever opened a pizza box just to inspect it, ever.
Okay.
That's a good hustle.
Yeah.
So I want to throw in something from the last BKFC. 22 was in Miami. It was also the same location as the cryptocurrency event. So there was all these people in doing their convention. And my daughters, 9 and 7, were at the hotel with me in the convention lobby. And all of a sudden, they saw the biggest star of the entire show. Both sides. BKFC, fighter, combat, UFC. The biggest star of the show was Swaggy. Do you know who Swaggy was?
Is Swaggy the guy that was on Big Brother?
Swaggy is a husky that has pink ears painted and has 7.3 million TikTok followers. Lorenzo Hunt had 16,000 Instagram followers, and Hector Lombard had 160,000. So combined, they were 200,000 for your main event, for your BKFC. So going back to the event they had here in Tampa, where they had influencers fighting in the squared circle, I think my suggestion is to just bring the influencers in the crypto world into promotions and walk out. Have Swaggy walk out the main event. Palmino does the drum circle. We bring out Swaggy.
I think you could bring out Swaggy from Big Brother, too.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he's pretty big on TikTok. And
not bigger than 7.3 million. Swaggy the dog is killing it. And that's what these fighters need to do.
I don't even know what Swaggy the dog means.
It's a husky, and they paint his ears pink.
He allowed that?
And he has a chain, and he takes photos with rappers and celebrities and athletes and...
So you just dress up as a dog at the next BKFC and walk back and forth.
I paint my ears pink.
Be, you know, like, I can't remember Tom's last name. But when
Sharpie?
When he came out to Who Let the Dogs Out.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Lawlor came out to Who Let the Dogs Out, you know, walking with Seth Petrozelli.
I'm telling you. You got to bring in the
Tampa Bay Buccaneers are 11-point favorites Monday night.
Who they play?
The New York Football Giants.
Is Grammatica coming back to kick?
You know, I meant to say this. Thank you for bringing it up. We are going to have a very special show in the next week or two.
Oh, yeah?
We're going to not only have Tugboat.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Fred Ottman. But Martin Grammatica is coming as well.
Yeah.
And he wants
Automatica.
He wants to replace you on the show.
He cannot.
And I said, that's not even going to be an issue.
He can sit outside.
It'll be very easily done. So Martin's coming. Earthquake's coming.
I love that guy.
Typhoon's coming.
And their military, what they do for the homes and what they do to give
Don't
back.
Run into the top of the hour again. You already ruined the first hour.
I just like to talk.
Yes, you do. All right. I want to thank everybody. Tune in next week. It'll be just as bad next week as it was this week. Some more UFC guests. We'll do some more BKF guests, BKF KFC gas. We'll give away a bucket of chicken next week. What do you think about that?
Another sponsor.
We still need to give away the replica Super Bowl ring as well. See everybody next week. Hit us up on Twitter at Knockout Radio. You no longer have it. Want to thank 8 Man Strong and Staff Sun.
She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Calling all Rocky Balboa fans, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. If you're a Breaking Bad fan or WWE or South Park, check out the sock collection available at oddsocksofficial.com. Scarface, Godfather, Back to the Future, and Jaws, and many others available at oddsocksofficial.com. Double Dare, SpongeBob, Street Fighter, and did I mention Rocky Balboa? All available at oddsocksofficial.com. That's oddsoxofficial.com. If you can't find a pair to wear, then why do you have feet?
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.